we believe that there potentially is someone else who we're now searching for. So we're now taking this as a search for two missing people after we received reports of someone seen entering the river from the Foyle Bridge yesterday morning at around 7 a.m. We were getting ready to go out on a search anyway, and we were on scene within 3 or 4 minutes. But by the time we got there, there was no sign of anyone who had entered the water. The man was seen on the highest point of the bridge, and when the people who had seen him had gone to the right side, he was actually in the water. So he wasn't seen jumping in the river, but he's certainly seen in the water, wearing a black hoodie and a rucksack. It was in the same area, yes, where we believe that at least one person entered the river on previous to that.
Yeah. Now, as we know, and you know better than I, a young female's body was recovered, but you're now looking for the male that jumped with her, it's believed.
Yes, we are ongoing searches with the in cooperation with the police to try and find Kieran, who it appears was with Alexandra at the time. It's extremely difficult, Sean, because we're trying to do it at low tide, and the river is very fast currents as well. We've had a lot of support from both the police and the Coast Guard cross border as well. But it is very time consuming, and it is quite a stressful thing to be involved in for all the volunteers and all the other services as well.